For today's final reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 to 9, for it to really have its full impact, we gotta back up a few verses from the chapter before, when Jesus starts to tell the disciples how his life is about to unfold. So as we hear these rather ominous words from the end of Matthew 16, let us listen for what the Spirit is saying to us, the church. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. And on the third day, be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this must never happen to you. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. For you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. And now from today's reading, it starts out by saying, 6 days after all this took place, when Jesus dropped the bomb about what was going to happen to him, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John, and he led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And Jesus was transfigured before them. And his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. And suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make 3 dwellings here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. And while he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them. And from the cloud, a voice spoke, echoing the voice at Jesus' baptism, saying, this is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, get up and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been risen from the dead. The word of the Lord. Here is the world. Beautiful and terrible things will happen. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Written by a Presbyterian pastor and acclaimed writer, Frederick Buechner, these are powerful words for us to reflect on as we move toward Lent, which begins with Ash Wednesday. Here is the world. Beautiful and terrible things will happen. Life will begin and life will end. Something beautiful will end in tragedy. And out of tragedy, something beautiful will be born. And in the midst of the beauty and the tragedy, in the midst of what is beautiful and what is terrible, God says to us, don't be afraid. I am with you. In our gospel lesson, Jesus has just broken the terrible news to his disciples that he will soon suffer and die. And he tries to share the beauty of resurrection with them. But since they can't even comprehend his death, there's no way that they will understand his new life. So perhaps to comfort them or reassure them or maybe even to encourage them, he gathers up his inner circle and he whisks them off to the top of the mountain, a place from the time of Moses which is believed to have been holy ground. And there on that mountaintop, on that holy ground, the disciples witness one of the most glorious scenes recorded in the scriptures. And it is without a single word that Jesus is suddenly transfigured right before their eyes, dazzling in all his glory, his face shining like the sun. And this taste of glory that they receive in the transfiguration is just an appetizer of the glory of the resurrection that is to come. Still, the disciples know that there is a long road looming before them. Jesus is preparing the disciples for the journey, and he's revealing to them his glory now so that it might sustain them as they watch him walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Up on that mountaintop, Jesus might have said to them, "Here is the world. Beautiful things will happen here. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the demons will be cast away." And terrible things will happen here. Friends will suffer, relationships will be broken, and the Son of Man must suffer and die. But do not be afraid. I am with you. Today, Jesus says to us, "Here is the world. Beautiful things will happen here. Beautiful things that will make us, like the disciples, want to pitch our tents up on the mountaintop and cling to the moments of glory that occasionally shine into the darkness of our lives. But we can't stay there." Eventually, Jesus and his disciples came down off the mountain and returned to everyday life and once again entered into the suffering of the people around them. Jesus says to us, "Here is the world, beautiful things will happen, and terrible things will happen too. Humiliation, persecution, crucifixion." And the truth is, we can't have one without the other. Joy is sweeter once we have tasted the depths of sorrow. And sorrow is not quite so bitter when we know the sweetness of joy. In this season of Lent, we can't taste the beauty of the resurrection until we taste the bitterness of crucifixion. And the glory of the mountaintop isn't quite so glorious if we haven't gone through the valley of shadow of death to get there. During these 40 days of Lent, this lonesome valley looms before us just as it did those disciples whom Jesus was trying to prepare for the journey. And we may resist that preparation a little bit, much like the disciples tried to resist it in their day. And the truth is, we tend to shy away from the dark side of Lent, which we taste at the beginning of the season on Ash Wednesday and at the end of the season on Good Friday. This dark side of the season of Lent reminds us that it is our terrible sin that nailed beautiful Jesus, full of love and grace. It was our sin that nailed him to the cross. So though we may want to stay in the glory up on the mountaintop, on the holy ground, Jesus calls us to walk through the valley. So these 40 days of Lent are intended to be a season of preparation, a time of coming down from the holy mountain and walking into the valley, entering the dark side of Lent, where Christ's light shines most brightly. It's a season characterized by disciplines of prayer and fasting and almsgiving. And this year here at Second Pres, we're going to focus on the discipline of prayer. So to that end, on Wednesdays here at the church from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you are welcome to come for prayer. And on these Wednesdays, I will have something special planned for you. So if you are someone who likes quiet prayer in a beautiful space, dwelling in God's words silently, then you may enjoy what I have planned for you here in the sanctuary, where it will be quiet and solitary and reflective. But if you are someone who has a hard time sitting still when you're praying and you like to maybe be a little bit more active, then you'll want to head across the hallway to the chapel, where I have some hands-on prayers, ways of praying through the creative process planned for you. And if you're not quite sure which kind of prayer you like or what kind of prayer you are, then just try both. You're welcome to stay for as long as you can or as long as you want. And it all starts on Wednesday, March 1st. So it is my hope through renewing this discipline of prayer and maybe doing it in a new way that you will experience the beauty and the tragedy of Lent in a deeper way. Whether it's by coming here and engaging in the prayers that we have here or some other way that you choose to adopt in your own personal life. But my hope is that the God who came near to us at Christmas will come near to us again in this season of Lent. Here is the world. Beautiful and terrible things will happen here. But don't be afraid. I am with you. From the glory of the transfiguration on the mountaintop all the way down to the valley of the shadow of death at the foot of the cross, God is with us. And in this season of Lent, let us draw closer to God through the discipline of prayer, knowing that whatever we find in our hearts, whatever is beautiful, whatever is terrible, there is no need to be afraid. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.